Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It must start out by rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? Listen to this. I'm still a best rapper alive to the day that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes. You're moving too fast because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah. Forgot about me, huh? It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot. But I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. Y'all one more. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out their mind.
Oh,
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God.
Yeah.
Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God.
Okay.
I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord.
Yeah.
Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name.
Yeah.
Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face.
Uh-huh.
And watch the money, man. I mean a man that hold the money.
Yeah.
Because he all about the money, he doing something funny.
Yeah.
And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Yeah.
Seems like
amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. It's truly a blessing to be on the line on tonight. This is Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ, uncensored. Praise God. Prime time and uncensored. Praise God. And it is truly a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Truly a blessing to be in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for each and every blessing that you have poured into us, Lord. We want to just magnify you tonight. We just want to just praise you tonight. We just want to lift your name up tonight, for you are truly worthy to be praised.
You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up, Lord. We want you to know that we love you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We are grateful. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, Lord, for the things that you do that we don't deserve. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for each and every, hallelujah, blessing that you have poured into our lives. We thank you for our salvation on tonight. We thank you for our deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Holy Ghost that you sent to us on tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We just want your Holy Spirit to come in and move in a mighty way on the line tonight. Lord, we rebuke any enemy right now. Hallelujah. Any work of the enemy right now. Hallelujah. We rebuke anything that's trying to hinder somebody from getting to the line tonight, from hearing this message tonight. We rebuke that enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, hallelujah, we just love you tonight. With a thousand tongues, we cannot tell you how much we do. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you on tonight, and we just want you to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, it's truly a blessing to be on the line once again. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. This is a Crab Broadcast Radio program. Hallelujah. And we are blessed on tonight. Praise God. To have, praise God, hallelujah, none other than the self-proclaimed Dove of Love is on the line tonight, praise God, hallelujah, and we'll be bringing forth a message on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, and we thank God for him on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and without further ado, praise God, hallelujah, we don't have any announcements or anything at this time, praise God, hallelujah, so we're going to go directly, hallelujah, to the man of God with the word of God, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. He is the overseer, praise God, of Wings of a Dove Ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is also a member of the clergy at Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is my friend and brother. Hallelujah. In the Lord. I'm speaking of none other than our very own Evangelist Willie Davis. Evangelist Davis, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to have his way on tonight.
Thank you, beloved Elder Prevost. Hallelujah. Blessings to the Prevost family. Glory to God. Care Ministries family. Glory to God. And everybody out there in radio land. Hallelujah. This is the Dove of Love, Evangelist Davis. Once again, feeling honored and blessed to share the word of God with you on this evening. Hallelujah. We give God glory and we give him praise. Hallelujah. Let's start off with a word of prayer tonight. Everybody, let's go before the Lord and get blessed. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say one time, if you want a blessing, you need to go to something that's blessed. And what's more blessed than the word of God? Nothing on this planet and nothing in the universe. Glory to God. Heavenly Father and Lord, we come before you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus, Messiah. Hallelujah. I love to call Yeshua by his Jewish name, his real name, Yeshua. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded, Heavenly Father, how great you are. I'm reminded, Lord God, how you thought about mankind, creating mankind, because you wanted an object to love. Hallelujah. You loved your son so much, you wanted sons and daughters, hallelujah, created in his likeness, in his image, hallelujah. Him being the first fruits of all things, hallelujah. And we're blessed this evening, Lord God. We're blessed by you. because you showed us what you thought about us. You showed mankind what you thought about him. When you put him in the Garden of Eden, in a paradise, it was never too hot, never too cold. It was never too extreme in one way or the other. It was perfect. Because you're perfect. Hallelujah. And you're beautiful. Beulah land. We give you glory and we give you praise. Worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Not very many. I know of one, Abraham, Father Abraham, who would have sacrificed his son for lost sinner man. But you loved the world so much until you gave your son to be the propitiation for our sins. A type of atonement, a type of appeasement, propitiation. For nothing that he had done, but for everything that we had done. Hallelujah. And what a wonderful son. What a wonderful Savior. To be so obedient, even until the death of the cross. He humbled himself. Hallelujah. Found himself in the form and fashion of a man. He humbled himself and was obedient even unto the death on the cross. And Lord, we thank you for that. We honor you. You showed us how much you loved us. You loved us to death. No greater love has any man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Lord, when they ask you what those wounds were in your hands, you said these are the wounds that I received in the house of my friends. He called his murderers his friends. Gentle, awesome, gracious King. A king with all power and control. Could speak a word and the Holy Spirit would have blasted the world into. But he did no such thing. Somebody, we need to be on mute, please. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We got London on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper in 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and there wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon was.
Amen, amen. We do apologize for the technical difficulty. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We are attempting to get, hallelujah, amen, evangelist back on the line. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Like I said, we do apologize for the technical difficulties. We do thank y'all. Hallelujah, for holding on to the line. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're trying to get evangelist back on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Prevost. I'm here.
Amen. Hello. Continue, sir. Continue. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Prevost. Like the Elder said, we have had some technical difficulties, but we are back. Praise the Lord. I think we were in the middle of a prayer, but we bless the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. On last week, saints, we talked about, continue our conversation about love. Because we all know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It was that way when I was a little boy, and it's even more so that way now. Glory to God. And if the Lord spare life next month, I'll be 65 years old. Last week, we talked 1 John 4, 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, the love chapters. And we mentioned that the entire Bible, from the book of Genesis to Revelation, is simply a love letter written to mankind. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. That whosoever shall believe everlasting life. Glory to God. I don't know about you all, but when I was a little boy, I was like, I sure don't want to be going to nobody's hell. Lord, no. And I didn't know how to make myself any better than I was. You know what I mean? I didn't know how to do that. And preachers say God is good and stuff like that. And bless God, I guess, for the elder Christians who understood the word of God for themselves at that particular time. I guess they could read between the lines and between the moans. And looked like they was feeling something. I don't know. When you receive the Lord in your life and you begin to study his word, he opens up your understanding. And this is what the Lord wants to do with some of us this evening, is merely to open up our understanding. Hallelujah. Like I was saying before the technical difficulty started, God showed us what he thought about us. When he created Adam, he put Adam in a Garden of Eden, in a paradise. It was always God's will for man to live paradise, for man to be comforted, to enjoy his life. Never sick, no diseases, never deficient, never in poverty, never in any kind of lack. But he created everything perfect. And I remember an old song when I used to go to this particular church. They were singing the song, "You may not know how, may not know when, but he'll do it again." Hallelujah. And we touched on some of that last week. We touched on the fact that God is doing it again, whether we realize it or not. I don't know. I kind of feel like many of us out there have forgotten all about the millennial kingdom. How that Christ, Jesus, is coming back with his 1,000-year reign. When the lion will lay down with the lamb, and there will be no harm nor hurt in all of God's holy mountain. You know, God is doing it again. He's going to place mankind in paradise again. Hallelujah. And we don't know when the millennial kingdom is coming. It could be in a day. It could be tonight. 5 years from now. 3 months. We don't know. But I do know we need to be ready for it. You know, when the Lord is handing out all his rewards and saying, my good and faithful servant, You've been faithful over a little. Now let me make you ruler over much. When God is doing all that, where will you be? Is God going to look up on you and say, good and faithful servant, I have this for you. I have this for you. I have this blessing for you. And you know this thing that you didn't understand? I'm getting ready to open your understanding to that right now. Where will you be? What are you going to say to God when the Lord asks you, why didn't you fulfill your calling? Because, you know, it's a million excuses out there, but will any of them be sufficient? Will any of them suffice? I don't think so. Because there's no excuse. I mean, when Jesus walked this earth, when Yeshua walked this earth, it was full of darkness and evil and wickedness. And the world had to testify that it saw a great light. Yeshua. Can you imagine how gentle and kind Yeshua he is? I mean, I know I've done some wrong things, and even when the Lord had to correct me, he never scolded me. He always did it gently and kind and sweet and, okay, man, you know, like, it's up to you. He don't force you to do anything. He gives you your own free will. That's why, you know, I was 27 years old when I got saved, when I received the Lord into my life. You know. And I wondered many times, why didn't the Lord send somebody something, but you know, God had sent somebody. He was speaking mostly every Sunday over the radio, over blogs nowadays, right? In the church house, through men about his plan. And you know, I heard the Lord say, if they won't hear through the preachers and the prophets that I've sent, will they hear if I send somebody back from the dead? So, I don't know how to tell you, but we all you got. We are all you have. And I like us. We might not meet your standards, but we're all you have. God said it pleased him to save the world through the foolishness of, because you know, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And we're not trying to discredit any man. Because many times when we talk spiritual things, spiritual truths, men get offended thinking that men of God are bashing them. And we're not. You know, if you didn't realize you were lost, you would never feel like you had a need to be found or to be saved. You know, I once was lost, but now I'm found. So many times, it's incumbent upon the man of God to communicate to the world that unless you have the Holy Spirit in your life, then you don't have the nature of God. and you're none of his. I've heard people say all kind of things. Well, God created us all. We all brothers and sisters in love. Yeah, God created us all. But all of us are not redeemed. You know, we talk about God having a re-ministry, preparation of prefix of re, meaning to go back to the place you were before. If I ask you to walk across the room and then return, when I say return, I'm wanting you to walk back to where you started from. And that's what God means by repent. He wants us to go back to the highest place of our affection and the time when our heart was untainted by sin. And was pure and clean and holy. And how do we get there? After we ask the Lord to come into our lives and forgive us for our sins, he raised Jesus from the dead and believe that he can raise you from the dead. And once you've done that, no matter what you feel, because your feelings have to be mixed with a belief and faith. You believe what God said, that he sent his son to be the savior of the world, and he raised Jesus from the dead, and you believe he'll raise you from the dead, the Holy Bible says you will be saved. Tell your friends, tell your people first. Tell your family, I don't care if they laugh you to scorn. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell the church, tell everybody that you received the Lord. And you want to experience the Lord turning your life around and delivering you from the power of sin. The Bible says, if a man fall upon this rock, he'll be broken. In other words, the power of sin will be broken in his life. And he also said, and if this rock fall upon you, you'll be grinded to powder. That's not what you want. Hallelujah. It's not what you want. So God's word is powerful. How could it not be? He's God. And if you are a man or a woman of God and have God in your life, how could you not be powerful? So if you're not, you might need to check yourself. This is not arrogant, it's just truth. It's just truth. But I know a lot of us can't deal with the truth. I already know that. I've been fired off of jobs for dealing with the truth. I've been talked about. I've been lied on. I've been scandalized. Some stuff that I've done or doing, I got that blame too, rightfully so. But you know what I'm happy about? Yeshua has covered it all under his blood. Hallelujah. And I'm happy about it. I'm really happy about it. Because he didn't have to do it. But he did. So I'm looking forward with great expectation to a bright, prosperous, wonderful future with the Lord. If he's not going to be there, I don't want to go. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Mine is, and I pray the Lord never blot it out. Hallelujah. He loves us always, unconditionally. I know some of us wonder, how in the world could God love something like us? We don't even love ourselves. But God can see the end of a matter from the beginning. You see, once you receive his nature again, he knows what you're going to be. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13 says, now I see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Then shall I know even as also I am known. So we are known by the Lord. And one day we're going to know some things that he knows. Hallelujah. He's continually perfecting us. For the Lord is to perfect the work which he began in us. Hallelujah. We talked about how sometimes tragic things happen to us in life and how we fall off and get angry and disappointed and hurt and broken hearted and broken up, and God is able to pick up the pieces. Remind me of that nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put him back together again. But that was because they didn't call the king. Yeshua is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He's the prince of the kings of the earth, and he's the king of the princes of the earth. The Son of Man is the Lord of all. My brothers, the lords, there'll be lords many, there'll be gods many. We talked about all kind of things. But who is Lord of lords? And who is King of kings? We talked about the word being joined together. How a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. His mercy and his truth. The Word of God says that hell was not made for mankind, but it was made for the devil and his followers. So when we let the enemy lie to us and tell us God wants to send us to hell and it's not never, Jesus said, if you don't believe the words that I've spoken to you, I do not judge you. I came to save the world, not to judge the world. But the words that I've spoken to you, they shall be your judge in the last day if you believe them not. You'll be judged by them anyway. Even though that's not what he came to do. But his word will forever stand. It will forever stand. And speaking of that, the Lord laid up on my heart to share a scripture with you out of the book of Daniel. Turn to Daniel chapter 7, those of you that have your Bibles. Personally, I can't remember very many times I went to a Bible class and didn't have mine. Pastor, I used to sit under, he used to say, what would a soldier look like walking through the jungles of Vietnam without a rifle? Well, here's some artillery. The Bible says, beginning in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancients of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. You know, we've been lied to about our hair texture. And I was looking at a movie the other night called Napoli Ever After, or something like that. Yeah. Instead of Happily Ever After, Napoli Ever After. Some of you all have seen it with Sanaa Lathan. She didn't like her hair, people. She was trying to perm her hair. And, you know, many of the conscientious sisters are trying to get away from that nowadays, putting all that perm and relaxing in their hair, trying to Caucasian's hair. And I like the way Caucasian's hair looks. But I love the way mine looks. And I'm going to share this with you again. It says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down and the ancients of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. Ancient of days. He's talking, who's he talking about here? I think that's God, huh? Yeah, I think his hair, it might be a little woolly like mine, little naps curl up there. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Do y'all know God? A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. We've all heard how that everything that we do in life is written in a little book. It's written in the books. Your angel got your book, right? I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, and I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. The beast, I think that's talking about the devil there. Look, it says, I beheld even until the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Let me say it one more time for those of y'all that didn't hear me. You know, make the devil a little bit madder, I guess. I don't know. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. See, this proves that this is talking about the millennial kingdom. Because at the end of Jesus' Yeshua's thousand-year reign, he's going to loose some of these beasts from this bottomless pit, this pit that they're being held in and we're strained in and chained up in. He's going to loose them so they can go about deceiving the rest of the earth. So they can come around and gather around Israel and think to destroy Israel. It ain't 6.5. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. So let's just say that's Satan. That's the devil. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I don't know, this beast here in verse 11 might be talking about one of these Antichrist beasts, opposed to the devil who probably get destroyed at the very end. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. The Son of Man, that sounds like Jesus there, Yeshua. So he came with the clouds of heaven in verse 13, and came to the Ancient of Days. He came to the throne where his father was. And they brought him near before him. So they brought Yeshua near before his father. And there was given him dominion. It was given Jesus dominion. That's where your word dominate come from. Dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. You know, God don't need us to agree. As to say, if we don't agree, his word is not going to be true. Because whether we agree or not, his word is still true, still love. Should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Listen at that. Which shall not pass away. Ooh, I know the devil don't like to hear that. And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. When they brought Jesus to the Ancient of Days, which is our Holy Father, the God of hosts, our Heavenly King, our Father, which art in heaven, when they brought Jesus before him, the Bible says, there was given, verse 14, him, Jesus, dominion and glory and a kingdom, nations and languages. All is what? All people, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Lord, these folks better not get me and Jesus fired up around here. And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. What people? I said saints, but I'm talking about brothers and sisters of the Most High God and our blog listening audience. What does that mean to you? These words are simple. But if I were you, I wouldn't take them lightly. From the Holy Bible, King James Version, is just as true today as it was the day they were written down. Hallelujah. You know what I'm getting joy of right now? I'm enjoying the fact that I know the Lord is listening to me. Honor and praise to his name. I hope he's pleased. Because I believe he's going to deliver me. I believe before I leave this planet, I believe the Lord will make sure that I'm mature. I'm already complete. Well, how is that, Brother Willie? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Last week we talked about positions and dispositions. And we said our disposition meant mentality, your character, so to speak, your spirit, the spirit that you're in. And I wanted to talk more about the position, your position and your disposition. Some of the baby Christians really need this. You've heard some of your friends laugh at you, saying you call yourself a Christian, but I saw you get angry, I saw you do this or use a curse word or whatever. That might be your position, but that's not your disposition. To help clarify this, let's talk about the rich man and Lazarus again. Lazarus and the rich man, how Lazarus had his evil things while he was alive and was so hungry. He was a bum and a vagabond, and he was begging at the rich man's gate, and the rich man wouldn't even give him a crumb that fell from his table. Remember that? But the word of God says that Lazarus woke up in Abraham's bosom and was comforted. Guess what? He didn't have any more sores. He didn't have no more sickness. He didn't have any more disease. He was looking like a straight-up G. Yeah, excuse that prerogative. He was looking like a scholar and a gentleman. How about that? He was looking like someone who was healthy, wealthy, and wise. But the rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. Forbid. He went to hell because he had no mercy, no compassion. Remember what our Lord and Savior said? Whatever you do for the least of these, my brethren, you've done it also unto me. Well, the rich man didn't do that to Lazarus. He wouldn't do anything for Lazarus. They say the dogs came over and licked his sores. I believe he sicked them dogs on Lazarus, but the dogs had more compassion on Lazarus than the rich man. The dogs went up and licked the man's sores. Man, you need healing, big time. You're in a situation. You're in a position. Was Lazarus's position. And we talked about these positions that people are in. Yeah, they're saved. They believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and they confessed it, and they're saved. Come on, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. But the environment that some of them come up in, had some type of effect on. You know, I believe our environment has a way of shaping all of us, one way or the other. And so, the poor man Lazarus position in life wasn't too cool. You know, we talked about, man, look at all these people, dreams coming true. They're looking good. They're living large. Well, you know, the rich man, he was living large too. His dreams that came true. And we talked about some of the saints' dreams. They'll never come true. Oh my goodness. Lord. I know, I've said it myself. I didn't think it was going to take this long. But coupled with the adversities that we are thrown at us in life, and plus our own nature that we have to deal with, you know, we're still in this body of flesh, the sinful flesh. So coupled with those two things, the persecutions that you experience by proclaiming the name of Yeshua or Mashiach, the persecutions, the adversities you suffer, a little bit more of a struggle to see your dreams come true, especially if your dreams are rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Because now your dream has become God's will. All you want, is like Dr. King said, for God's will to be done. That's all you want. I'm not trying to scare y'all. You know, we're talking to men right here. Because if you haven't found anything about your life that's worth dying for, you may as well check in now. When we see what God has in store for us, when our understanding is unfolded, don't you know the power of the eternal life is so sweet until it won't, we look at this life again and it wouldn't be so hard to bear. Not so much as what happened to us in life. It's how we look at it. And through Christ, he has actually caused us to be able to rise up against anything in life, any adverse situation in life. He's given us a truth to deal with it so that we can handle it. Let's face it. Bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people. Let's face it. But Christ has given us through his word and through his truth and by the power of the Holy Spirit victory to rise up above every one of them. The Lord said if we would meditate upon his word day and night, everything that we put our hands to, enemies be at peace with you. God is somebody. And he has everything in control. Speaking of, y'all don't believe me? How about when President Barack Obama got elected into office, saying, Lord, miracles happen every day. Never thought it would happen again in the United States, huh? But how about when President Obama was elected into the office of President of the United States? People started going back to church for a little while. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, God is full of surprises, people. People had no idea that God was working that thing out, working behind the scenes, making sure it happened. But you know, some of our brethren, our friends or enemies or whatever they are, thought that was too good and disrespected our president every chance they got. So God dealt them a trump card. And we say, well, you know, it don't look too good for President Trump. Guess what? God got President Trump every national leader, every politician, the devil and everybody else in his hands. All are his servants. Ever thought about that? Talking to some of the saints that and some of the individuals interested in finding God and wanting to get to know more about God. We're talking to you all. You all. You're interested in God? God is interested in you. You're not interested in God? God is still interested in you because he loves you. That's not going to change. Well, I don't want him loving me. Well, oh, well, Might not want him loving you, but he still do. It's just the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Wonderful as the day is long. When our dreams are rooted in God's word, just like God knows it, the enemy knows it too. And he's going to try and throw a monkey wrench in your situation every chance he gets. You know, I fell down some steps, busted my quadricep tendon. That thing hurt like all get out. Guess what? God is still love. Love me no less. Hallelujah. Thank you. God is still love. When you don't have a dime in your pocket, God is still love. Worried about all these laws these people got and how these all these laws is against us. Really? What law is against you? My Bible says there have never been a law written against love. And if man try to write some, guess what? It's a higher law. I had to go in the courtroom one time. I had to go in the courtroom, and I would go in there with my Bible every time I went. This went on for about a year. One day the judge asked me why I had my Bible with me. I told him because I'm a saint of the Most High God. I probably just said Christian at that particular time. And he had a little snuggle about it, a little chuckle, you know. I guess he thought it was funny. I told him, I said, Judge, with all due respect, you sitting there looking down at me to pass a judgment on me? The very laws that you seek to administer were actually taken from the law of God and the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, the law of Moses. It's a derivative of that. And all offices are ordained by God. So just like you sitting up there looking at me, somebody's sitting way up there looking at you. After that, I was Mr. Davis. He's just a man, and he put his legs, his pants leg on one leg at a time, just like any other man. And I say that with all due respect. Hallelujah. We talked about how God cannot establish a loving relationship without our participation. Pray. It's a little fasting. Read the word daily and watch God change things. Say, watch He change things. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It has a law, and it's a law of life. Because let's face it, if I'm loving my brothers and my sisters, I'm not defrauding them, I'm not robbing them, I'm not hitting them in the head, I'm not doing any of that. So therefore, there's no law that's written against me because I'm walking in love. And you can do it. That's why I need every serious listener out there to pray with me and for me. Amen. And over these 64 years of life is that the enemy is relentless. He don't quit. And neither will I. He's a prince over the power of the air. Kings. We have authority in Christ. So pray that I get more fasted and prayed up. To fast and pray more. Serious about that, people. We need to get together and witness a change. I remember when I was going out, we had a ministry. It was 10,000 strong every given Sunday. And it was only a handful of people that would go out on the streets, in the streets, and minister and witness to God's people. But every time we went out, the word of God was going forth and accomplishing everything that it purposed. At first Saturday we go out, we have our music on, and we do a little teaching, a little preaching, a little singing, a little dancing. And you can see blinds, people peeping out from behind their blinds. And at second Saturday, they come out on their porch. By that third and fourth Saturday, they'd be coming over where we was, giving us their crack bags and their brown bags full of marijuana and crack and whatever else they had all up in there to throw it away, to pray for them, ready to give it up, ready for a change. And these were the common, so-called common people. You know, Christ, he mostly had problems with the religious folk. But the common people, the preacher was wise and he used wise words. They were understanding where the Lord was coming from. They were giving up there. They were saying, look, I want, it's got to be something better than this. I don't need this. I don't need it. It was giving all that stuff up. God's word will accomplish what he sent it forth to accomplish. And shortly in the near future, we're going to have a question and answer period. Whereas anyone who's on the blog, if they'd like to call in and ask some questions, and anybody can answer them. We can have two or three different people answer them. Because we're all here together. God loves us all. And I can't understand for the life of me why we have such a hard time trying to love each other. We need to be doing that. We need to get back to where we belong. In God's favor and showing love, long-suffering, gentleness and kindness one toward another. That's the will of God for our lives. Spent with you all. I hope somebody got something out of this. And my prayer is that somebody is directed toward the Savior of us all, Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we just thank you for this time, Lord, you've given us. Pray, Heavenly Father, that your words did not fall on deaf ears, but the hearts of the fathers are being turned toward the sons and the sons toward the fathers. Hallelujah. And we don't leave our sisters out. When we say brothers, we're talking about sisters. Hallelujah. We love them all. Glory to God. And we thank you for your kindness, Lord God, and your goodness, and your grace toward the children of man. We thank you. We bless your holy name. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to turn it back over to Elder Prevost at this time. God bless you all.
Amen. 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 Praise God. On tonight, we thank God tonight for Evangelist Will Davis. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Dove of Love. Hallelujah. Doves, Wings of a Dove Ministry. We thank God for him and that word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. About our position, our disposition. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All the hallelujah, that wonderful word that he delivered on tonight. And before we go any further, allow me to do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we ask that you replenish him the virtue that he has poured out onto us on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We will thank you right now. We magnify you right now. We ask that you continue molding and shaping the man of God into the man that you want him to be, Lord. Continue filling him with that word. Hallelujah. Continue filling him with that wisdom and that virtue. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. On tonight, we thank God. Hallelujah. For amen, the Dove of Love on tonight, Evangelist Will Davis. Praise God. We want to open up the phone lines. Praise God. If anybody on the phone lines tonight has a testimony, a prayer request, or a comment on the Word of God, we want to open up the line at this time. Will there be one on tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, praise God for the man of God and the word of God and all that is going forth, reaching out to the hearts of men that they might be saved and that they might come to the Lord and be saved. And so we just thank God for him reaching out, you know, knowing that there's somebody that needs some help tonight, and we realize God is our helper. And he's the one that raises us up no matter what condition that we're in. And so I just thank God for the word tonight. Amen. You know, while we're out there, and I know he made the invitation that somebody might come to the Lord, that somebody might make a decision tonight, and that all it takes is a decision being made from what the man had spoken, believing that God has a kingdom, and in his kingdom rooted over all, and we want to be in that kingdom. And God is the one that transforms us from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of light. And so I know that there's somebody tonight out on the line, they're listening in, being quiet, and they don't want to say anything, but it's tonight, it's the time you need to speak up. Because you might miss your opportunity. You know, opportunity don't come all the time, and we have to move when we have opportunity, because that might be the only chance you have. So tonight might be your only night that you have an opportunity to come to the Lord. I talked about it sometime about a friend of mine. We had been trying to get him saved, and he kept putting it off and And then one Friday night, we went to talk to him, and we told him about the Lord, and he said, "Oh, no, I'm just going to wait." And so that same night, he went out gambling. And when he went out gambling, he got killed over a nickel that wasn't right in the pot where he was gambling. And you see, he had that opportunity that afternoon to move and do something and make his move. But he didn't make his move that afternoon, and he got killed that night missing this opportunity. And so tonight, after Brother Will has preached the word of God from his heart to try to draw mankind toward Jesus Christ, because we realize it is Jesus that has died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and he's given people opportunity to come to Jesus, that Jesus might raise them up in the last day. But not only does he raise you up after death is over, he raised you up in life. And that's where we need to start, being raised in life. I was thinking about the man at the pool of Siloam, sitting there waiting for the water to move. You know, that's the thing about us sometimes. We've been waiting 38 years for something to happen. We've been waiting for something to happen. Well, I'm waiting till things get better. I'm waiting till I stop doing this, and I'm waiting till I get over that, and I'm waiting till something happen over here. And you just been waiting there 38 years, waiting on something to happen. So Jesus don't want you sitting at the pool any longer. You see, when you sit around waiting on something to happen, you need to make something happen. Amen. See, there's no waiting now because he's already died and rose again. You don't need to wait no more, because everything that was needed for the transformation to be made, he has already completed it, and you don't have to wait for the water to move anymore. The water continued to move because he said it would be an everlasting kingdom, and his kingdom would never end. And so now his invitation is out to all who wants to come in. And so I would like for you to use your time tonight to make a decision to come, and instead of waiting for something to happen. I had an old lady, well, it was me in a way, when I was in my 40s. My brother-in-law and all tried to get me to take karate, and they told me I need to come take karate. And I told them I was too old for that. My bones and everything had gotten too old and stiff to be kicking and carrying on. And they took me in, and they took me inside the gym where they was holding their karate exercises. And they had a woman in there that was 80 years old, and she could do a kickstand, stand straight up. I mean, she could fight the young people, 80 years old. And she said, you know, her bone kept breaking, popping up. And because her bone kept breaking, she needed to do something to strengthen her bone rather than sitting there in the house, laying up in the bed, wondering what's going to happen, trying to get something to happen. Rather than her sitting in the bed or laying up in the bed because of a condition, her infirmity that she had, she decided to go take karate. And see, when she went and took karate, it strengthened her bone where her bone wasn't breaking anymore. See, if she had just sat at the pool waiting on something to happen, rather than get up and call something to happen, she would have been in the same condition today that she was in the beginning. And so tonight, if you've been sitting waiting on something to happen, you're going to be in the same condition tomorrow that you were in today. Unless you get up and make a move and call something to happen and do something that a change can come in your life, you need to call in right now and make a commitment to serve God and make a commitment that you want to change in your life and watch God move in your life. I thank y'all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it anyone else with a comment, prayer request, testimony? Elder Prevost, are you there? Well, praise the Lord. I believe Elder Prevost may have stepped away momentarily. This is Evangelist Davis again. I'm going to sign off and say good night. God bless you all. Amen. Good night.
Good night.